On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's doing having a good day so far. This is Shukri Writes here, 91.5 WMFO. Show will be starting up in a matter of just a moment. And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuscany, from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Thursday morning. This is a special day and a special show. 4 years ago today, the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO officially began. And 4 years later, I make my triumphant return back in studio for the first time, I would say, in about a month. A lot has changed since I've been gone. But to be back on the day in which that this program launched here on 91.5 FM WMFO is significant. So, as I was planning and preparing for this show, I decided that I was going to use the opening segment to talk about everything that has been going on. And for people who listen to the show and people that have called into the show and people who reach out to me and wonder, like, hey, like, what's going on? Like you've been, you know, you've been like kind of like MIA a little bit. Like, what's going on? What's the deal? I'll be very frank with you. And I'll tell you that this past month it's been very difficult for me personally. Like, seriously, it's been a very difficult month for me in which that I have not been myself. I have not felt like myself. And I've been battling like a number of personal issues in which that I needed to, find my way and fight my way through it. And here I am on this Thursday morning doing a show in this studio, rekindling that love that I have for radio and remembering why I did this and chose to do this in the first place. So I would say that around the beginning of June that I began to feel off. And I'm not talking about in terms of my physical health. I'm talking about mentally. Mentally, I began to feel off. And I've been feeling this way for a bit now. This was not something that is new. This is not something that just came out of like nowhere, but rather this was something that came up and it kind of knocked me down pretty hard. And no matter what I did, no matter how hard I tried, it wasn't enough. And what I'm talking about is just life in itself. One of the most challenging aspects of this industry, especially in radio, and those of you that have been listening to me for now the last 4 years officially, I've been doing this show, know that I've been a person that's been very open and very candid. So I'm not going to change that now. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to be very upfront and very honest with my audience. So, I mentioned that the better part of the last month, I have not been myself at all. I have been, dealing with some personal issues, one of which includes, rejection. Rejection from an opportunity that I thought I would have, something that I had prayed for. And I would even go as far as to say that compiled with some other things that have been going on as of late just led me down this very dark path where I was questioning whether if I even still love doing radio and whether if I really want to still do this. For those of you that have been following me for the better part of the last 4 years since the show started, know that talking sports, doing radio, and everything else has been my absolute pride and joy. For the better part of the month, I have felt anything but that. And I mean anything but that. I didn't hate it. But what I will tell you is this. Is that when you get turned down from, multiple opportunities and so forth, you get used to it after a while. But this one was something that I admit that I had been praying for, waiting for months, I would say even years at a time. And when I got turned down, it was like, okay, how do I bounce back from this? Because initially it was hard. It was very hard. And that led me to go down, a dark spiral, if you will. In terms of, I had to do some serious reflection, some serious thinking on my end. Like, hey, you got your answer in terms of whether you get the job or not. Yay or nay? And I didn't. So I had to do like self-searching, if you will, in terms of, hey, you got your answer. Now the question is, do you think that you need to take a step back into reevaluate what it is that you're doing, how you're doing it, and everything and so forth? The honest answer to that was yes. And for a minute now, I would say, like, over the better part of the last month, I've been doing some very serious soul searching, if you will, in terms of radio. And if you're fortunate to host your own radio show, especially in this region, regardless of where it's at, whether if it's at a college radio station or you're doing your own podcast and so forth, then you have to understand that just even getting started in radio is hard enough as is. It is. It doesn't come around like trees. It doesn't come around like candy from a corner store. It doesn't. I had no idea about WMFO until I came across one of my really good friend, Pete's show, which he typically does on Friday afternoons from 5 to 6. I typically, go on Facebook and I saw his show. And that actually got me thinking, do they take community members? And sure enough, they did. The station back then, 4 years ago, it does seem like an eternity, considering when this show first started in July of 2019, exactly 4 years ago, July 6, 2019, it was an entirely different world back then. It was. And that's what makes it all the more crazy when I think about it. This was pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. We were in the midst of President Trump's presidential term, that the one term that he served, and life as we knew it hadn't been altered as of yet. It was just a different time. But just getting the opportunity to host my own radio show was, and I remember 4 years ago on this day, was and still is a thrill of a lifetime. If you told me 4 years later that I would still be hosting my own radio show, I just wasn't sure where it would be, how. I don't think I would have been as fully convinced. But I will tell you this. In the midst of doing that soul searching that I've been doing for the better part of a month that I've been gone, I had to come to the realization that you cannot just give up because you got knocked on your ass. You can't just give up because things didn't go your way. You can't just give up because life suddenly just got really hard and got really challenging. It did. It really did. But what you can do is that you could use this as an opportunity to just get better. Figure out what exactly is wrong. Get better, correct that, and try again. And keep trying until you finally get that yes. So basically, between dealing with my overall mental and emotional well-being and not getting that dream opportunity that I thought I would get, yeah, I was in a dark place for a better part of a month. And now that leads me to the very question that I know that a lot of people who, in fact, people who are, in fact, listening and choose to listen to this program this morning are wondering, why today, Shukri? And I'll happily answer that question for you. Yes, today is the four-year anniversary of the Shukri Wright Show's launch here on this station. It is 4 years ago today that I started. In fact, that very first on-air shift was from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'll never forget it. During the summer of 2019, I used to host from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And within the last several days, and I admit this openly and publicly, as I was debating on when do I want to come back, because it was not a question of if I was going to come back, it was a question of when, I said, you know what? Now would be the time. On this date. Why do you say? Because this was the day that I took a chance. The station took a chance on me. And to still do a radio show that I care about and that I love, despite all of the tribulations and the trials and the tragedies that I've endured over the last 4 years, because I have gone through a lot in just in the last 2.5 years alone. I could not walk away from the very thing that makes me wake up in the morning and say, you know what? Today's a great day to talk on radio, where people get to listen. And people who choose to tune in, they get the chance to listen. And those that have listened to me over the last 4 years, from the very bottom of my heart, I sincerely want to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for choosing to listen to this crazy guy from New York that has ruffled feathers and that is a Yankee fan and all that other stuff, and especially those, the haters that are out there on social media. Thank you. And I mean this. Thank you. Because without you, I wouldn't have had major opportunities open up for me in radio or even in sports media. I wouldn't have had, you know, the opportunity to work with my really good friend Anthony Pepe, the host of the Diehards on National Sports Radio Network, Sports Map Radio, and as well as be a contributor to that show. That is something that I've been doing now for the better part of the last, I would say, couple of years. Without this radio show, I don't think I would have the opportunity to host my own podcast on Believe Network, and as well as be part of the network's flagship NHL show, Pass, Shoot, and Score. Without this show, I don't think I'd get interviewed at 98.5 The Sports Hub. And that is being real. I'd be remiss if I sat here and I told you that because of this show, I've been blessed with a lot of wonderful opportunities in radio, whether if it's radio interviews, whether if it's, you know, guest spots, opportunities to fill in, and so forth. Yeah, I trace it all back to this radio show. And dare I say, and I mean dare I say, because of this show, and I haven't talked about this, I don't remember talking about this from the last time I was on the air, but yours truly is now the Boston Bruins writer and reporter for the Hockey News. And I'm also the site editor for the Hockey News for all things Boston Bruins. So I trace it back to there. I trace it back to this opportunity that I was blessed with to start with 4 years ago as a major window. As a major window to what has become an incredible journey over the last 4 years. The ups and the downs and the trials and the triumphs. Today was the right day for me to come back and to begin a new journey. A new journey in which that I rediscover, reinvent what I have been doing on air and just get better. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Discover and find what you are capable of and tap into it, and you don't dare take your foot off the gas. So if you want to call into the program, you can at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's the number to the show, as I am back on this four-year anniversary of the launch of the Sugar Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfree Firm Radio. Coming up next, we're going to talk some sports, and I'm wondering what exactly is one team's problem. If you know you have a need, go and get it done. I want to tell you exactly what that move is coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfree Firm Radio.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You ran away to find something to say. I went astray to make it okay, and he made it easy, darling. still in love, and I say that because I know how it seems between you and me. It hasn't been easy, darling. I can't even look at you. Would you look at the space just next to your feet? The wood is warping. The lines are starting. This house is on fire. But if the tears light up my face, what the hell do we do? Tell me we'll make it through. Cause he made it easy. Just give me the blame. I know what I want, and it gets in my way. I know I'm not easy, darling.
I'm kind of asleep,
when you see me out, out the taste in your mouth, it's still as sweet as I wish it could be. Believe me, darling.
Hey, 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 hey.
I can't even look at you. Would you look at the space?
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFL in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program as we sit here on July 6, 2023, exactly 4 years to the day that the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 WMFO launched, and that also goes to tell you that basically the show has been on the air so long that Tom Brady at the time was still the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. And the Patriots that summer of 2019, they were the defending Super Bowl champions. Crazy, isn't it, right? Oh, man, I'm telling you. The more I think back to that summer of 2019, little did we know it at that time, it was essentially the end of what had been a pretty special era, a remarkable era in Boston sports. I mean, for real. Because the last championship that we saw in Boston was the 2018-19 New England Patriots team that won the Super Bowl, that won Super Bowl 53. That was the last one. It's been 4.5 years since we last had a duck parade here in Boston. Bruins have come close since then. Don't even get me started on him. And as well as the Celtics last year, they came close, but they fell short in 6 games. So, speaking of the Patriots, we're now exactly 3 weeks away from the beginning of training camp 2023 for the 2023 New England Patriots. You've heard me on the show say that the Patriots are entering a critical year with Mac Jones. They're entering a critical year for the organization as a whole. Because you gotta know, what exactly do you have in Mac Jones? And if you don't know what you have in Mac Jones, this would be the time to give him everything that he needs to succeed. Now, I say that because I am fully aware that there are two free agents right now that could potentially put this Patriots team over the top. One of which came to Foxborough already and paid the Patriots a visit. And I'm talking about DeAndre Hopkins. And the second free agent I'm talking about is none other than Dalvin Cook. Let's talk about it. What the hell are the Patriots waiting on? Like, what are they waiting on? Now, if other teams want to, you know, play this game and play the strategy of, well, we're going to let time pressure these guys into taking deals that they're going to sell it for because they're desperate, I got a whole other thing to sell you if they're going to play that game. Because here's the dangerous aspect as to why the Patriots are out of their minds, just for the simple fact that they haven't even signed DeAndre Hopkins, who already paid them a visit to Foxborough. Dalvin Cook, even though you can say that, well, you have some reservations, but even then, Dalvin Cook is coming off a stellar year, regardless. So, I would ask the Patriots the very following question. You don't have a number one receiver right now. DeAndre Hopkins could be that guy. You need a game-changing playmaker out of the backfield. Ramondre Stevenson is a good running back to have, but he's not a game changer, at least not as of yet. Why not be a bit more aggressive and make the deal now? Because you see, it's interesting how pressure works in life. When you're under pressure, and you're at that point where you're grasping for air, you're trying to grab what anything that you could potentially grab onto for dear life because you're in a position where you're desperate, you make decisions that you otherwise wouldn't make when you have a sound mind. So the Patriots are in a position where they figure, well, it's 3 weeks before training camp. And DeAndre Hopkins, if we don't sign him now, at least with the pressure of training camp coming up, we'll get him to sign at a lower price than what we want to sign him for. Dalvin Cook, you know, we'll take our time with him. You know, he'll be desperate, you know, as time winds down, we'll get closer to the start of training camp. You know, we'll wait it out and so forth. That kind of logic when it comes to the Patriots, and I'm talking specifically just the Patriots here, is rather dumb. It's rather dumb and, dare I say, arrogant, because you're not the model franchise in the NFL anymore. If Tom Brady was still playing and he was still a Patriot, perhaps, just maybe, this could actually work, because you know that you are the crown jewel that everyone wants to come to New England and play and try to win a championship. But that nice shine and glamour, that's gone. I've said this before, and I said it earlier in the spring. The Patriots are in a position of need. You don't know what you fully have in Mac Jones. You truly don't. congratulations, you do have a competent offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien, but Bill O'Brien alone will not be enough to get this team to where it wants to go. And we're not just talking only just making the playoffs. That's just bottom feeding acceptance of the bare minimum. No, we're talking about winning a playoff game, something that the Patriots haven't done since 2018 when they won it all. If you really want to know what you have in Mac Jones, give him the freaking weapons that he needs. Because right now, what the Patriots have in Kendrick Bourne, Devontae Parker, Ramondre Stevenson, Hunter Henry, not good enough. Not good enough. You basically have given Mac Jones average talent for a quarterback who may or may not be better than average. But again, in the face of being fair, you won't really know what you have until you surround him with talent, with elite talent. Because the guys I just mentioned, they're good, but they'll only get you but so far. Imagine you have a Dalvin Cook on this roster. Imagine you have a DeAndre Hopkins on this roster. What that'll do for your passing game. Because we know that Dalvin Cook, not only that is he an exceptional running back, but he's one of the elite pass-catching running backs in the NFL that could do it all. So why not take a chance and be a bit more aggressive, Bill Belichick? Why not? Or do you think that because the price is too high, you're not willing to pay the guys, that the guys will be desperate and that they'll make desperate decisions that you're saying, you know, we'll just hold up for right now. We're just going to wait. Because let me tell you something. If both of those players go and sign elsewhere, and the Patriots have the results that they had last year or similar to last year, this is where the evisceration comes in. From both from the media and those that cover the team and those that talk about the team on a national level as well. You have the opportunity. If you're truly serious about winning, and not just only making the playoffs again, this is the time to strike. The iron's hot. You're 3 weeks from training camp. Both guys are still out there. Both players should and could very well be New England Patriots. And for the life of me, I don't understand this whole cat and mouse game that the Patriots are playing with those two players. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program here on this four-year anniversary of the launch of the Shuker Wright Show here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're going to step aside for a break, but coming up next, there is a tournament that has been launched that I absolutely despised. I absolutely hate this so much that this has warranted an epic rant. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I'm here with you until 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. This is only a one-hour show. I'll be back on my flagship slot on next week, Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the 2 hours, and so forth. So don't worry about it. At all. I'm not going anywhere. Frank Rosano will be joining the show actually momentarily, but he'll be on with his show at 10 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. Ultimate Rock Radio with FR. That's coming up at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern time here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. So good morning to the legendary Frank himself. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm doing great. And thank you for inviting me on the show.
Yeah.
Very kind of you. And I heard a little bit, Shukri. And this is your thing. This is what you have to keep doing. All yeah. right? Because you do a great job at it. Okay? And I want to say it publicly. Congratulations. 4 years. Huge, huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Really. Fantastic. And just keep on keeping on. You can do it. And congratulations on moving up a little bit. All right? I heard a little bit of that. I didn't catch the whole show, but I heard enough.
No, thank you. No, seriously. Thank you, Frank. It's crazy. And I know guys that are listening, and I promise you guys I'll go on a rant about what I wanted to go on a rant on, but it was actually about the NBA tournament. I'll talk about that just a little bit. But it's crazy to me, and I say that it is crazy because I can't believe it's been 4 years. And here we are on July 6th, 2023. You think back to 4 years ago, it really was a completely different world. And that's not hyperbole at all. I mean, Frank, we went through a Trump presidency. We went through a global pandemic at that, no less.
That's right.
And it was an entirely different management board that was at the station at the time versus now. And it's just like 4 years. It seems like an eternity if you ask me.
Definitely. I just, even me, when I think of it, I can't believe what this country has been through.
In 4 years, yeah.
In 4 years. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 years ago, we had Brady.
Yeah. Right? I was talking about it, yeah.
Yeah. 18-19 season. We won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How times have changed.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, I don't know what he's made of yet, but
yeah,
he's got to show it quick.
He has to.
You know,
like this is the year.
He has to show what he's made of.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he could use more, you know, really good talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, he really has to step up. He really does.
Absolutely.
Because when Brady first came in,
mm-hmm.
Brady came out punching, you know, he came
yeah.
out kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unbelievable what he did when he first had the opportunity with the Patriots.
Right.
It was amazing. And I'm not seeing that in Mac Jones. You know, he didn't come out. I mean, I like the guy, and I feel like he has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
You know, but he's got to be more forward.
Which is why I was talking about this during the last segment, that if you are the Patriots and you got players like DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook who are still out there, who are still unsigned, and DeAndre Hopkins just came and visited with the team a little less than a month ago, you got 3 weeks until training camp officially begins. Why haven't the Patriots been a bit more aggressive in signing those type of players who are still game breakers? You don't have that on the roster right now. And I think that is so important, especially this is the year that you have to decide on whether if Mac Jones is going to be the guy or not. I mean, we don't want what we have on just yet. But I want to go back to, as you was mentioning in your congratulations about new opportunities, I think back to 4 years ago when I first started the show, and I remember it like it was yesterday. It was Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And for those of you that aren't in radio and never worked a day in life in radio, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning is literally a grind. It truly is. Like, you tell me, you have to really love it in order to wake up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning and get here for a 6 a.m. show, knowing that one, you're starting out new, so you don't really have any listeners yet. And then two, just getting up that early on a Saturday to do what you love, I think that in itself is a test in its own right. Like, I mean, my goodness, But to take it up another notch, recently, I would say just a few weeks ago, I started officially as the Boston Bruins writer and reporter for the Hockey News, and I think that in itself, it's still pretty surreal that I trace it all back to this show and how this show has led to like other opportunities and so forth, and it's been nothing short of just really fantastic if you ask me, and I'm grateful for your kind words from earlier. Thank you.
Oh, definitely. You don't even have to thank me. And we're glad you came back. You know,
Yeah. Everybody
loves you here, Shukri. You know, and they all love your show, and including me.
Thank you.
So you got to just keep on doing what you're doing. And I know the word I was trying to think of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When Brady came back, when he first came in, he came out swinging.
Yeah.
That was the word.
Yeah.
You know, like he made an impression right away. And I'm not seeing that, you know, with Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully he'll come around.
Yeah.
And I believe he's a great player.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm rooting for him, you know, but it's got to happen.
It's got to happen very quickly. But speaking of very quickly, I just wanted to touch on something that I saw last night that absolutely, like, just irritated the hell out of me, in which that the NBA announced that they were going to be launching the in-season tournament. So basically, this is the details that was shared from ESPN last night. The Final Four of the NBA's new in-season tournament will take place on December 7th and 9th in Las Vegas, sources confirmed to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski on Wednesday. Statistics will count for the league's regular season except for the championship game of the event, Wojnarowski reports. Full details on the competition, including groupings, will be unveiled Saturday night in Vegas, in Las Vegas on ESPN's NBA Today, the league says. I don't understand why the NBA needed to do this. This is just dumb. This is an absolute waste of time. You have the NBA playoffs. You have the NBA finals for the Larry O'Brien trophy, for the NBA championship. Why do you feel the need that you need to create an in-season tournament to play a bunch of meaningless games? It is meaningless because if this is about money, the players in the NBA are being paid handsomely enough. So if you're playing for a prize of $1 million or $2 million or whatever the case is, this is just stupid. It's stupid by the commissioner to institute a brand new tournament in which that, what is the real benefit, huh? Because it's not for a championship. There's a 2-month gauntlet for that called the NBA playoffs. And even then, to me, I do not understand this. So this is the additional details that we do know so far. All the teams will participate in a group stage, which will consist of 6 groups total, 3 per conference, and chosen by a random draw based on the team's winning percentage in the previous season. What? So basically, this is a tournament based on participation trophies. What are we doing? Each team will play 4 games in its group, with the 6 group winners making the knockout stage, along with 2 wildcards who finish with the best winning percentage and not first in their groups. This is as dumb as it possibly can get. I, for the life of me, do not understand why the NBA feels the need to do this. If this is about revenue, find a different way without putting some sort of stress or putting some sort of like additional, you know, like physical demand on the bodies of these players to go out and play in what is basically meaningless. It's meaningless. The NBA is already strong in terms of its ratings. The product has never been better. It's as strong as it's ever been. The international representation is outstanding. So why are we adding a meaningless in-season tournament to determine what? For what? You don't find out who the best team in the NBA is until the end of the NBA Finals, whatever that team is crowned a champion. Not halfway through the season in December. when you want to go out to Vegas to go gamble and hand out in Mandalay Bay? That's not when you find out. I don't understand Adam Silver in this regard. And I've been a big supporter of what Adam Silver has been able to do as commissioner so far. But this to me just makes absolutely no sense. None. So congratulations to those teams who will get the chance to go to Vegas, go gamble, you know, go to a strip club and so forth, you know, get their happy dance on or whatever. Great. Congratulations. What is it for? Well, we're not playing for a championship here. Like, you're not playing for a championship. The whole world knows it. This is just another freaking money grab by the NBA. Like, it truly makes no sense. It just doesn't. Look like you wanted to say something. No. But
I can't even come close to what you just said. I'm telling you. Amen. But and I haven't, you know, past few months, I haven't even been getting into sports. I haven't even been following it. So best for me not to even comment right now.
which is fair, which is totally fair. But that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Coming up next, it is the one and only Ultimate Rock Radio with FR Frank Rosano himself. He's going to be joining on in just a matter of seconds. So enjoy the rest of your Thursday. It's going to be a hot one today. And I will talk to you again next week. Follow me on Twitter and as well as the new social media outlet Thread at Shukri Wright as well. I'll talk to you again next week. Take care, everybody.